more pot.
Hot?
Tune into the hot pods. See if this will work now. Hey.
Fantastic mouth.
Honky Tonk Man, and you're listening to Hot Pod on 8 p.m. 24/7.
Sure Shot Radio Network.
These are live edits.
Gene 46.
You could be playing bingo. Instead, you're listening to the Hot Pods on HPN 24/7.
Hey, this is Chuck Roy, and you listen to the Hot Pod on HPN247.com.
What's up? This is your favorite porn star, Sarah J. And my favorite way to go to sleep at night is to have old Draven on one titty and Max on the other. You're listening to the Hot Pod, HPN.
Sure Shot Radio Network.
Shaw Shaking Dungeon.
Green Mile.
This is Mark Donald Spade, your favorite independent professional wrestler. Hashtag you're listening to the Hot Pod on
Sure Shot Radio Network.
Hashtag that boy good.
Oh no, there's no.
Eddie Guerrero. Eddie.
Here, do me a quick favor if you haven't already. Go over to Facebook and like us at Facebook.
Just like us there because I don't do any of the other stuff anymore.
Twitter and Instagram at the Hot Pod. It's that easy.
This is the Big Billin',
Fat Chick Thrillin',
Baby Mama Stealin', Non-Stop and Cherry Poppin',
Best Damn Manager, period.
J-Back the Paycheck, Paycheck. And you're listening to the Hot Pod on HPN247.com.
This is the Mad Dog, Ivan Manson, and you're listening to the Hot Pod.
Yeah. On Chair Shot Radio Network. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did we already listen to him?
Honky Tonk Man, you're listening to Hot Pod on
Chair Shot Radio Network.
Hot Pod.
You're listening to
Fucking Right No Pussy.
The Hot Pod.
This is Rian Skill on the Hot Pod. HBN. 24/7.
ChairShotRadio.com. Network.
.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
This is Sharon from Climax Connection, and you're listening to the Hot Pod.
Hot. She said hot.
This is Samoan Savage, Will Moore, and you're listening to The Hot Pod.
On Sure Shot Radio Network.
Mm.
And by that marching sound, it can mean just one thing, and that you're tuned in. Oh, you know what I just noticed?
That you didn't say any of it? You're not recording?
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
What are we listening to?
And by that marching sound, it means just one thing, and that you're tuned in to the Hot Pod.
Hot?
The Hot Pod. And I actually hit the record button on audio.
You can't hear him.
You did. They can't hear us, though.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can.
In the chat, there's no sound. Okay, now there is.
Our good friend Jonathan Blasky said we're good.
Yeah. So, should we start over?
Do it again for a third time?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll just do it this way then. By that marching sound, it can mean just one thing, and that you're tuned in to the
Hot
Pod. And it's Monday night, Raw is over. And
it is.
It's all over. Dreams are over. Actually, they're all just happening. It's been a great time. Oh, there he goes.
Eddie Guerrero's here.
I don't know if this is me or if this is Stark, so I'm going to apologize now. We're having a little video issue. It kind of comes and goes. So,
Nope. It just flipped over in the chat room. I watched it happen. So they'll be able to see Eddie Guerrero.
I don't know what that means. So, thanks for tuning in, guys. Another episode here. Episode 15 of 2018. Or episode 145.
145-15
of 2018.
145-10?
No. No special guests happening here. I did share something I wanted to... Someone set themselves on fire again. Doing a pro wrestling stunt, I guess.
Who? Oh. Nobody we know, right?
No.
Didn't he light his head on fire?
Yeah,
something?
He had like one of those gimmicks on top of his head, and he was like, and set on fire. And then, well, if I can, I'll share the video with you guys a little bit later.
I don't get in the first place why people light themselves on fire. Then again, there's a lot of shit in the world I don't get why people do. But lighting yourself on fire, I mean, there's really no good outcome in that at all.
No, it never ends well.
He was trying to look like Ghost Rider.
We know from firsthand experience with old Chi-Town going up like a ball of flaming mushroom. Marshmallow.
What?
What's going on with Ghost Rider?
Flaming mushroom.
The guy with
Marshmallow.
With the hat. Oh, what he did with that.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Rider. He was doing the ghost. I don't know. Were you going to do a headbutt, you think? You think that was the goal?
Diving headbutt?
Flaming headbutt? You think that was the intent?
A flaming headbutt. That sounds pretty funny.
A flaming diving headbutt.
Ooh.
I mean, it just sounds like a great idea when you're like, you know, been drinking beer all night and doing cocaine.
Good news. My score increased. Well, thanks, Credit Karma. That is good news.
Well, fuck Credit Karma.
My stock is on the rise.
So, yeah, a question asked. Burger King, McDonald's. What are you a fan of? Which one are you going to pick? You're hungry. You're hungry. And you're going down the street. And to the left is McDonald's. To the right is Burger King. Which way do you turn?
Whichever way was McDonald's. I didn't hear the first option.
Yikes. I don't know, man. Burger King's... I like...
Can't mess with a Big Mac. Big Mac's good.
You can, though. You can. Actually, it's kind of weird because I had Burger King the other day,
And you were dissatisfied.
I requested a rodeo cheeseburger because I wanted something small.
And they don't have those.
No, I got a double Whopper rodeo cheeseburger. It was ridiculous.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Of course I did.
Fanny.
I know.
Jesus. Good Lord.
It was insane. I was really hungry, though, but it was actually before a show.
Did you just go, I imagine how you eat it.
No, I ate it kind of upset because it's not what I wanted. I don't want this. I want a small one. That's kind of how that went. But see, I like Burger King's fries. I don't, I'm not.
Oh, you can know McDonald's fries, hand down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I feel like when Burger King's fries are cooked right, they're nice and crispy.
No.
And
no, hands down, because I used to work in Crestwood.
They changed the fries since
you
worked there.
I'm going to go with Max on this one, because I'd say, like, here's the thing, is McDonald's fries are about 95% on point, okay?
Yeah.
They're pretty consistent, you know? Burger King fries are not, you know? Sometimes you get there, and then bitches are soggy as fuck,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just nasty, you know? Or some, you know, there's always, like, some kind of little problem, but, you know, that little time, those little times when it comes with just the right amount of salt and just the right amount of cooking, those Burger King fries, nothing beats them.
No. And you got to try this once before you die. You get the cheese sauce from Taco Bell and McDonald's fries and pair them together. Man.
Oh, I did something.
Life-changing.
I did something similar to that one time where we went around and got, like, fries from Checkers and a burger from Burger King, Coke from McDonald's.
I mean, is it the guy down the street?
It was an expensive lunch, but it was like the perfect fast food lunch in our opinion at the time.
What a bunch of fatties.
Yeah, how do we start talking about McDonald's and Burger King anyways?
Because he asked that before how any of our weekends were.
Oh. Well, somebody asked that in the chat room, so I was just a, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Light
question there. But yeah, I mean, if it comes down to me, the taste of the burger overdrives everything else, and the Whopper is way better than a Big Mac can ever be.
$5, 20 chicken nuggets, mic drop.
I'll tell you what, though.
Shamrock shake.
The chicken nuggets at Burger King are like a dollar fucking 29 for like 10 of them.
And they're janky. They're the ones I can make in my fucking oven.
No, they're not janky. They're good.
Have you ever ate a Whopper for breakfast?
Yeah.
I don't think I could eat a Big Mac for breakfast. A Whopper, for some reason, tastes just fine at breakfast.
Big Mac would be delicious.
I'm not saying I would prefer Burger King over McDonald's, you know, with the choice. I mean, maybe I would. I don't
McDonald's
know.
McDonald's breakfast kick.
McDonald's breakfast is amazing. I love a good bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
You would. So basic.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you like? Let's hear about your steak bagel or
with
your,
no egg. There you steak go. Bagel with no egg.
What a waste.
And then a sausage biscuit with cheese.
You talk about fatty.
I didn't say I wasn't.
Holy cow.
Good God.
Why don't you get one of those big breakfasts too, like the pancakes?
When I worked there, we used to put cheese on the eggs. Oh, man. Amazeballs.
You wonder why that dropkick ended you.
Well, the hurricane punch almost ended you, sir. Remember that. My favorite cousin is listening.
Oh, good God. Yeah, so hey, how was your weekend, Draven?
Not as exciting as your weekend. I saw that you two got to wrestle each other.
We didn't wrestle each other.
Wrestle with each other.
Well, don't talk about our weekends. How was your weekend?
I just moved on. How was your weekend? Starks.
Well, I had a weekend of epic proportions.
I know. I was there for it.
All of it?
Awesome.
All of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, he wrestled twice this weekend. I was there.
Only twice?
Yeah, only two times. Right?
Only two times that you were there. I actually did a quintuple shot this week.
Quints? Isn't that like, is that five? Yay. I remember that from a 90s toy, the quints.
Yeah, the quintuple shot.
What?
I did five different shows, three different days. Max, you were booked.
No,
five
yeah,
different girls' faces?
For 2 days, I could have gone with you and done the other shots, and you wouldn't have had to wrestle some schmuck for those.
Wait, are the girls?
Maybe.
What? Huh? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Anyway, Max, I thought you were booked. Because, I mean, I knew you were there already 2 days at ARW. I figured, you know.
If he's working maybe 2 days, he must be working three more.
Bruja City, you know, I know there was, you know, all that good stuff, you know. I didn't know.
They put the Max light on at Bruja City.
They put the Max light on.
So, yeah, I had to go through my black book of schmoozers. Schmousers.
And schmucks.
There's one schlemiel in there, too.
Never a schlemiel.
There's a whole page with a schlemiel on it, but it's sticky and he never turns to it.
It's weird.
It's only sticky because I let you look at the book. I'll never let you do that again.
Who's after? Great. Who's after schlemiel? That's the real question.
Well, I found somebody. You may have heard of him.
Ooh.
May not. His name is Schmrin.
Schmrin. I think he's wrestled Schmrin once or twice before.
Schmrin?
I have.
Schmrin.
Schmrin.
Almost Schmring's a schmell.
Right? I've seen him on Schmacebook and Schminstagram posting schmiptic messages.
Sure, that's not Grin instead of Schrin?
No, that was definitely Schrin. Wait. That's Schrin, right?
Grin's retired.
Yeah, Grin's retired.
Schmrin was retired too.
But
then he came out of it. He was posting all these. Well, the thing that got me was he was posting all these pictures on Instagram with his makeup and his balling a fist like the.
Schmrin was doing this?
Does he work at Schmalschmart?
He does.
So he's.
Yeah, that's exactly where he works. Are you stalking him?
Maybe.
And yeah, that's what turned me on. It was about it.
You heard it here. You heard it here first. Schmrin turns him on.
Schmrin turned me on. I was like, look at those sexy hands in the tape. I must wrestle this man. And I did.
Yes.
And I won all five matches. And I also went to ARW live in the Ville. Live in the Ville.
Not Vile.
I got to tag team with the homeboy. For one night, we called each other L-Bearded Bruisers.
Yes. The L-Bearded Bruisers.
That was us.
That was him.
And it was good times. We fought Carlos Corona, and a new rookie out of the Anarchy Pro Wrestling School. We also he tag teamed with Dave Allen.
Yep.
Flawless.
Never heard of her.
Yes, you have.
Oh, I know who Dave Allen is.
There's video evidence of you taking a Dave Allen cutter gimmick. I like that hashtag, Amy. Hashtag grin again.
Grin again. That's what I read.
Grin again.
Should I mean Schmrin or grin?
Schmrin again.
No, that's for grin. She wants grin again.
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 She wants grin again. Some weight and put more muscle on. Am I doing this right?
So yeah, and then so after that tag team match of me and Max, I wrestled the singles match against Carlos Corona the next day, whooped that ass again.
Yeah.
And that was my weekend. And I chilled at the Ville. I got some of the food there.
Tacos. Eh? Tacos.
Tacos were, I'm not going to lie, those are the best things ever. The tacos were great. I ate one of those steak burgers. The steak burger was
good.
I ate some of the pizza. It was eh.
It's Indiana.
I didn't touch the pizza. I knew better. Stark saw pizza and he gets a hard on, so I mean,
I love pizza.
No, understood.
It looked good. It looked good, legit.
It did look good.
You know what didn't look good was that I-90 fucking ribs place that got shut down by the health department before we got there and made them throw all their shit away.
That was messed up.
What was wrong with it? I might have ate it.
You didn't, so. You didn't even show up like you promised.
It was obviously nasty enough that the health department said, you ain't serving this shit.
Yeah. They ended up shutting them down before anything could actually go down.
Pretty much. Because probably the ribs were smelling so good, all of us might have went over there. But thankfully, we didn't.
Whew.
They were trying to offer us.
Because you know we would have.
Oh, I know they offered free fries.
I guess I say we got free fries. That was a highlight.
Watching him is like watching a Japanese movie now.
What?
That's dubbed in English.
Is it?
Yeah, totally.
Well, whatever happens.
No, not because of his looks, but because of the leg.
Well, hopefully we'll fix that. Fix that shortly. Yeah. Well, how about that parade, though, at the end of...
I got to say, yeah, the parade was really good, actually. I was kind of mad that I had to get out of the middle of the street.
They were very adamant about getting out of the middle of the street.
Yeah, they were being rude about it. But either or, the bikes were fucking sweet. I was expecting Max to tail in at the end of it, you know, just to join in. What were they going to say if you did?
Hashtag me too.
You know, I was actually going to because when we decided to leave, as we were leaving, they're like, clear the streets. The bikes are coming back through again. And literally, as I was leaving, I had to pull my bike from the entranceway or from in front of the store we were changing in. I could have jumped into the tail end of that.
Yeah, I thought you were going to.
I should have.
Stuck up the arm. Like,
well, they've been like, no, he can't come with.
He truly is the American badass.
They had little mopeds in there. Max's bike would have been perfect.
Kipper was riding?
No. The guy from the like moped gang. I've seen him several times out here. He drives a moped around. And
it's not Rada.
No, it's not by any means.
I could only imagine Rada on a moped.
I could totally see it, though.
This is the weirdest thing. It won't...
I don't know if I want to see it.
Yeah, I totally watch it.
Totally. I'm trying to pull up this video for you. Anyways, my weekend was not as exciting as Starks' weekend.
What'd you do?
I wrestled. I mean, I didn't get to wrestle as many times as he did, actually. But I had a fantastic time.
Yeah, you just stood there. And then you got the hot tag, man. That's the life. And then Starks hits his finisher, and you get the pin. Man. It's good to be the king.
You trying to start shit?
No, just saying it's good to be the king.
I think you're trying to start shit.
No way. Do I look like... I'm not going to say that name.
It was not like that at all, just so you know. I actually wrestled.
I hope you do. I hope you do, Machine. Do it once for me.
What's that?
Kick Brian Knobs in the nuts.
They're saying that you're part of the Wild Hogs now, since you came up.
I'm a part of the Wild Hogs?
He's a... Yeah. You got it. Your name in there is Sass, right?
You know it.
Sass. What the fuck were they thinking?
I don't know.
The Wild Hogs. That's awesome.
Sass.
Sassy?
That's going over well.
I bet.
Sass did not go over well.
All right, here. I got the video pulled up. Here's what we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Willie.
Yeah, that was good. We'll play it again here in a second, as soon as it refreshes. Oh, there it goes.
It's like Carl Morris with a wig.
There you go. Yes. Look, he freaks out because it falls and catches fire near his ear. Here we go, play it again. Oh, there we go, finally some full screen. So, those of you that may be listening...
Well, it sucks to be you.
Yeah. If you're listening via the...
It's like a Fat Joe Dirt.
Chair Shot Radio Network. We're watching a man.
Are they paying us?
That resembles. Who's he resemble?
Like a Fat Joe Dirt.
Like Kipper.
Yeah. Well, I said a Fat Joe Dirt, so
with
that'll
a
work.
Turban Rada. On his head.
It's Rada.
Rada. Oh my god.
Yeah, and he's trying to do a flaming headbutt. He sets the turban on fire, and it seems like it, like a little part of it by his side of his head, kind of pops with a little explosion and freaks him out. And it, then the thing comes falling off his head, and he goes flying. Ugh.
Penises everywhere.
Yeah, no, that's nothing like Michael Jackson getting set on fire.
Wasn't that during a Pepsi commercial?
Yes.
Since we're pulling up clips, can you pull up that trailer on my page there?
On your Facebook page?
Yeah, the trailer.
I can definitely try to.
I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, if you message it to me, I can get it a lot quicker. Absolutely.
So, yeah, how was your weekend?
Well, my weekend was all right. It was pretty good. I didn't wrestle as much as you did.
Pretty wild hog. Pretty wild hog.
Yeah,
right?
Very, very sassy. Wild hogs. Sassy wild hogs. Absolutely. Sassy wild hogs. You guys are absolutely right.
That new vestuary is pretty sassy.
You want some peanut butter too?
For your balls?
You gonna come lick them?
No.
All right then.
No.
Don't tempt me with a good time now. Send them to that like hot pot chat because I have that open. Friday I wrestled at Live in the Ville. I actually teamed up with Santana, as he just explained. It was actually a good time. It was a little chilly out. I believe we were all prepared for a warmer evening.
Cutting glass out there?
Yeah. We were actually trying to eat food to stay warm, and it wasn't working.
Yeah, Friday was impossible to stay warm there. Unless you had a nice sweater, but we just didn't expect that.
Yeah.
It was definitely sweater weather.
Definitely sweater weather. And I was wearing a cutoff, so sweater
out there
weather.
In their coats, man. They were in their coats.
We saw someone standing out there winter coat, like one of those puffy winter coats. Starks is like, really? Is that even, I mean.
I mean, I wasn't hating on them that bad because I was cold. At that point, I was just like, good thinking, man.
I did like the next day when you totally did a Stone Cold.
And he hit all four corners?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling him what you were saying.
It was hilarious.
He just thought it would be funny to, you know.
He did. Me, it was, who was I in the ring with?
It was me, you, and Portrait.
Yep, that's what it was. And as you're hitting, like, the second turnbuckle, I'm like, is he going to Stone Cold this? Then he goes and hits the third turnbuckle. I'm like, yep, Stone Cold. Goes and gets the fourth one. I'm like, good God.
It works, though, because it's a circuit. You had a perfect circular crowd, though.
Yeah, on Saturday, it was really packed in there.
That's what she said.
Friday was a good crowd, but it was definitely not as robust as Saturday.
Busty?
Yes. So Saturday night, I ended up taking on OSM, Old School Manson.
Never heard of her.
And Rancid Joey Rack, as I just found out.
Never heard of her.
Full name.
Oh, he's got a full name?
Joey. Joey's a part of it. I just found that out. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Was it Joey or Johnny?
Joey. Just pretty sure I saw Joey.
I love the kid, but once again, I'm just going to say it. Hearing the name makes me think of a gross set of boobs. I mean, a rancid rack, right? Somebody told you, hey, have you seen that rancid rack? You wouldn't think of him. You would think of like a gross set of boobs.
Cat girl.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. It was Showtime. It wasn't fucking Portrait. Jesus.
Is that what I said? I said Showtime.
No, you said Portrait.
Did I say Portrait? I was thinking of Portrait. Hey. It's because I keep seeing his name in my freaking messenger while I'm trying to bring this video up. Sorry.
Is he asking for your number?
Yeah.
He's like, so lonely.
What's your name? What's your sign?
Lonely.
What's your interest are? Who you be with? Did he ask you things that make you smile?
Yes.
What numbers to dial?
Yes.
Why are you making this so...
What?
Try to bring this video up.
I know, that's why I'm stalling for time here.
Well, I can't help it.
I was just rapping Biggie.
He's so lonely is what he's saying. Have you ever heard that song, Draven?
Oh, yes.
Smush, smush.
You have heard this? Is this your type of jam? So lonely.
Who is that by?
So lonely. I don't know. The only time I've ever heard it is at Eddie ARW.
Portrait, who is that by?
Portrait's by?
Oh, Jesus.
I gotta stop listening to every other word.
Is this it? Well, I don't know.
We don't own the rights. We don't own the rights.
Hold on.
You don't get that's not it. It's so, so Lonely by Tech N9ne.
By Tech N9ne? Really?
Yeah.
Don't play it.
We can play Tech N9ne.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
He's signed.
Yep.
We don't stop it. Stop it.
Is that it?
Yeah. No. No.
It is.
We don't own the rights. Stop. Stop.
You stop it.
You stop. They're gonna shut us off.
Yeah, it is.
Stop it. Stop pushing the envelope, man. There's only one good Tech N9ne song.
Is that Stamina?
Is that
the only thing? The only thing is that was used as a tag team song. So they weren't too lonely if they were tag teaming people, right?
That's true. Wait, were they like teaming people?
Back again?
Check. They were so lonely and until they got together. Begin.
Party on, party people. Let me hear some noise.
It's like such a contrast, yeah? All right, let's play this other thing we got going real quick.
Good God.
We got a lot to talk about still. We're just sitting here wasting time.
What, Kid Rock? Yeah.
Is this trailer not pulling up? Is that what you're
No, it's pulled up.
Okay.
Just making sure it plays.
Einstein is a great Tech N9ne song. You know what? If you get a chance, I mean, I don't know
it's
if
playing.
There's any PS... Dramatic, and it's a lot of dramatic music.
It just really can't handle DJZ.
Oh, that's the impact. There's the Monster Squad. Man. Well, for those of you that are just listening and not watching, that was a teaser trailer for this. Oh, hey, no, don't play it again. Don't play it again. I said, no, stop. Don't be like that. There we go. There we go. Boom. Gone.
I'm in control here.
This is going to keep playing over and over.
All right. September 9th, this Saturday.
September 9th?
What the fuck?
January.
At? June, July.
We're in June.
June 9th.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. This is what happens when I'm on overload. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm trying to run the show. And you're over here going.
I do as much as the guy on the B show on Sunday does.
You're full of shit.
He doesn't.
That's for sure.
He doesn't do anything mechanical like this.
No,
he does not do anything.
So much more. Like carry the conversation. Invite the guests. Talk to people. He does so much more. Buys the t-shirts without me knowing it.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm just looking at the things I bought. What?
Your microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Starks, go ahead. Talk about Saturday. Because I'm not going to be able to.
CM Punk's fighting. Some say if he loses, he's going to be at all in, but go ahead.
All right, well, the doors open at 6:30. We are opening actually doing a meet and greet at 6 o'clock, so if you want to come early, it's only $10. $10 extra on top of the regular ticket, so come on out. Meet and greet with the Nasty Boys. Come check them out. The regular admission is $10, $20 for front row. And it's going to be a great, great time. We've got 7 matches planned out. 7 huge matches planned out for you guys. We got Max Holiday taking on Rough Crossing, Rough Daddy once again. And we all know we've seen this before. We've seen them go at this before. We've seen them do battle. So I can't wait to see what you guys have in plan for, you know, this Saturday. I mean, this is going to be a big show.
Smash Mouth.
It's gonna be a dance off.
Hoedown.
I can see that. So, Max, first Rough Daddy. That's gonna be a big one.
I open those.
They're saying here, the Cobra versus Max Holiday would be epic. I agree, and I'm sure that'd be happening sometime in the future. But we also have DJ Z coming into Anarchy Pro. And Anarchy Pro has a lot of great talent to display. The person that we decided to put up against DJ Z to represent Anarchy Pro is none other than Roy Flash Gordon. It's going to be an awesome match. I can't wait to see that one.
Fresh off a little tour in Canada.
Fresh off a tour in Canada. Roy's doing big things. You know, I mean, I don't know if people pay attention to him online. I mean, Roy's all over the place. He's doing things. He's all over. He's not just, you know, in the USA. He's going to Canada. I believe he's done some work overseas in the UK. You know, he's doing some big stuff. He's making his rounds. You know, definitely look out for Roy Flash Gordon. And you can see him this Saturday taking on DJ Z in one of the biggest matches I think we're going to see in a long time. So, Max Holiday taking on Rough Crossing. DJ Z taking on Roy Flash Gordon. We also got a 3-way women's match with Kylie.
Oh, sorry.
I know that Drake don't care about
I'm
this
not paying
one.
Attention. I'm. This Twinkie is more of my attention.
It'd be awesome because there are a lot of people that do care about women's wrestling, and Kylie Rae is going to be coming in. And Kylie Rae is an amazing, talented wrestler. She's going to be taking on the evil Sierra. Coming in for Wisconsin. And now they're also going to be taking on Angel coming out. Angel, who actually won against Kylie Rae at the last show. So I was very surprised by the win.
And surprisingly, the hell is her name? Is coming in? You just said
Angel. Summary.
Angel just beat Sierra this last weekend at another wrestling promotion. So in theory here, Angel's coming into this match with the upper hand, having wins over both girls.
This is true.
She's like, shit, I got to go back to the card and change.
another big match that we have coming out we actually have the Mexican Death Machine with me, Mike Fierro, and Machine.
It's ridiculous.
Taking on the Nasty Boys, and I just got word of this right now through mail. You're hearing it here first that
I know where this is already going.
I was waiting to find out who the Nasty Boys' partner was. I've been waiting. They finally sent me the contract.
Hulk Hogan?
No, I wish.
No.
Actually, I did a Hulk Hogan whole set. I'll tell you about that in a little bit anyway. It was great. Their partner is going to be none other than Ring of Honor superstar Matt Winchester.
What?
Wow. Wow. What a match that's going to be. Holy crap.
You know what would be a better match? A 3-way dance with the Beer City Bruiser, the Bearded Bruiser, and Rough Daddy.
No, shut up. I like their match way better. You sit over there.
Make him do double duty.
Just sit over there. That is phenomenal. I like that idea. That is great. That's going to be I'm so torn. I don't know what to say. I feel sorry.
You're rip torn?
Yeah.
I'm the one in the match. You know what to say. When I got word it was Matt Winchester, I was like, oh shit, this guy, it's mouth punching time for the hell of it every day, you know? So, I mean,
Are you going to teabag Winchester?
So wait a minute. So the Beer City Bruisers teaming up with the Nasty Boys to take on the Mexican Death Machine.
He's got a chance to teabag the Bruiser.
Do you guys do that here in Anarchy? You don't teabag? No, there's no teabagging.
There should be. That should not be an exclusive move.
It's exclusive, it sounds like.
No, everybody that goes against the executioner should get teabagged.
Well, I have to say, aside from Johnny Draven's nonsense over here, that's a pretty freaking stat card. Pretty amazing.
And that's only four matches. We still have more matches that are going to be coming out. I mean, this is going to be a great show. Make sure you come on down this Saturday, Summit Park District, 5700 South Archer. As I said, it's a $10 show. What can you lose? $10 show, stat card. Come on out. See the Nasty Boys, do a meet and greet. Come on, take a picture with them. Check out the awesome matches. I mean, and on top of that, you get to see them wrestle. It's not just meet and greet and say hello. You get to see these guys still in action before, you know. I mean, you gotta know that these guys are going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame very, very soon. You know, I mean, they're the Nasty Absolutely. Boys.
And I mean,
just amount.
And how often do you see them in around this area? When was the last time they've been in the Chicagoland area?
That's the thing is usually if you they haven't been in a long time, but you know, usually when you do see them, if you do see them, it's either one or the other. You should get both of them together. So this is a great opportunity for you to check out both of the Nasty Boys together. Get your stuff signed.
Ooh.
Get some pictures with them. I mean, this is going to be a great night for everybody. There's, you know, Anarchy Pro is not a money hungry company. We're not out there to rob you. It's a $10 meet and greet. Come on out. You can't go wrong.
Is it, you're just going to sit over there and belch in the microphone?
Maybe.
What a dick.
I was trying to do it on the sly.
It's this Saturday, Summit. It's going to be a great show. You won't be there.
No, I won't.
Well, it's not. I mean, it was like this past weekend. You were supposed to come out and you didn't. So, I mean, whatever.
Oh, wham, wham, wham.
All right, before we do continue any further, there are a few things we do want to plug. Like, for instance, if you're looking for your favorite vintage toy or maybe a Funko Pop, check out our good friend over at Hank's Vintage Stash. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him every Saturday and Sunday at the Alsip Swap. There, I don't know what booth they're in, but go there. There's a ton of, they have a lot of hidden gems inside the store. And if not, hit them up on Facebook, Hank's Vintage Stash. If you're looking for a particular toy, they will most likely find it for you.
Will they? Will they find me the X-Files Funko Pops?
For the price? Yeah, Price is Right.
I'll have to check out Hank's Vintage Stash.
I don't think you're going to pay what you want to pay, but
I have faith.
Check them out. Make sure you check them out. Also, if you are in need of what?
Nothing.
What's happening? I use these guys, Sports Nutrition Standard, for all your health supplements. Check them out of Wisconsin and Kenosha, ran by Ryan Cross. Check them out, Sports Nutrition Standard on Facebook. And if you need any health supplements, that's where I go to get my pre-workout and a few other things there.
What about Starks Pest Control?
And I was going to wrap it up with Starks Pest Control, but go ahead, Starks.
I mean, you know, for the number one pest control in Chicagoland, there's only one person to call. And that's Starks. And it's Starks Pest Control. We take care of everything. Ants, wasps, bees, bed bugs, roaches, you name it, we kill it. Just give me a call, 773-367-0810, and I will give you the hookup, son.
What's the phone number one more time?
773-367-0810. Use promo code HOPOD.
Or hot pod.
as long as there's an H and a pod, you're all good.
Right, right.
Make up your own words. Whatever works. True. I wanted to get that out of the way before anything else happened. So today I submitted my stuff for the Ring of Honor tryout camp.
Really?
I did. I actually posted up that I submitted my application for the Ring of Honor tryout. And it was like one of the most talked about posts in my social media network. And it was kind of weird because it was literally me saying, hey, just so you guys know, I submitted an application to try out. Okay, guys, can I come try out? Yes or no? I did get an email back from them this evening.
Really?
I did. I was actually a little surprised. I got one from Tots and Claire letting me know that they have received my application for the June 2018 ROH seminar tryout camp. Due to the overwhelming demand.
You said doo-doo.
Due to the overwhelming demand, all the spots in the seminar have been filled.
Boo.
So they're going to have to actually decline my application.
Boo.
Yeah, yeah. But don't worry, though. I have been placed on a waiting list. They will be having future seminars and tryouts, yada, yada, yada.
You know what that means?
I sent it too late. I mean, the deadline's Friday.
Not only that, but the people of the promoters of Chicagoland could not have afforded you if you went to Ring of Honor.
They can't afford me now.
Right, but they really wouldn't be able to afford you.
Right.
That's not true. I have a Ring of Honor superstar coming this fucking weekend.
Well, he doesn't value himself as much as Mr. Holiday values himself.
No, don't believe say, don't, he does. Don't say that. Just start can afford him.
Oh.
God. Don't bury me and him at the same time and you're a nobody.
You're a thousand.
Too many people watch this show.
You're a $1,000 talent.
Too many people watch this show for you to say something off the cuff all crazy like that.
I didn't even say anything crazy.
Burying me and Starks.
What?
Oh, yeah, no.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
No. Look at that expression.
Settle down, Janet.
Look at that expression. He's shaking his head at you.
At you? He's looking at you, though.
Anyways, not even cool, man. Not even cool.
Any hoozer. Max, you stay on that waiting list because Matt Winchester swears by the Ring of Honor, camp. I believe that if they get a look at you,
the seminar tryout,
they'll look like, be like, this guy, he's got this bearded bruiser look. We're going to take.
You know what I think you should do? I think you and B should hook up and go traveling all around and do the old Brody Butcher gimmick.
Ooh, we've talked about that before.
You should, though. I mean,
and usually, I don't know what happened. We've actually talked about doing that, but he seems to be doing that or something similar with the old Chief Akula Kula Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Max, in the meantime, there are other companies. There is Impact. Give it a whack.
There's Impact, he says.
No, absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying
try
I'm
for
not.
New Japan.
I'm going to send my stuff to a couple other places, too. Yeah, there's a couple other big companies going.
Is Calgary? Does Calgary still run something?
I'm leaving you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
This is over. They don't even know your name anymore. You're just that guy that shows up.
I'm fine with that.
I'm not.
People get offended by what this guy says. I'm a somebody.
Speaking of offended, I did myself and Starks here.
You did yourself and Starks here? That's crazy.
Starks literally just walked off camera. Oh, God. Anyways, myself and Starks this past weekend, we did speak with Moxie Molly in regards to doing the great debate.
This is true.
She's not going to do it, huh?
Well,
too chicken?
Well.
Going to be making desserts in the kitchen? Little turkey?
No.
Turkey in the oven?
This is going to happen in some way,
washing
shape,
dishes?
Form.
Yeah, she didn't say yes, and she didn't say no. So we're going to work on it. She seemed
good luck. Have you seen her work?
She seemed open to the idea.
Whoa!
But she, like I said, didn't give it a definitive answer. So,
typical woman.
Don't use words like open with Draven. Makes things way too
literal.
Well, how else is there to take it?
You're right, Machine. She does want to neuter Draven.
This is true.
She wants to take the ability of you having little Viking Dravens running around away.
God, could you imagine that? Son of Draven.
Speaking of, We decided this weekend that I get to be the Thanos of independent wrestling in the scene.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They're going to make a gauntlet and everything. And then when I snap, people are going to bump.
But you...
I don't know who agreed to this, but it's, I just it
was
went
a,
with it.
It was a large collection of
So there's going to be an Anarchy Pro Stone, right?
There'll be a, Anarchy Pro Stone, ARW Stone.
Bruce City.
Bruce City Stone.
IUWA.
Get a couple more stones in there. I don't know if we're going to throw that in there.
Southland.
A couple black stones. No.
That's gangster.
How the hell does it fucking turn into a fucking gangster shootout, Blackstone?
You got a Blackstone up in there. Ain't that some more?
I haven't heard that since fucking the halls of Kennedy High School, class of 2000 and shit.
Are they? Is that still a thing?
Probably.
I mean, why not? Yeah, no, it's true. Why not?
It's not like they went out of business.
They were in school all day talking about stone, good stone, black stone. I'm like, huh? I'm not
stone. I think you're supposed to say like all well stone running or something like that.
Huh? What about stone?
I could be wrong. Where's Robert Hall?
Is that a cur- he knows all things stones.
Robert Hall knows all. Where is?
Oh, that's great. I love it. Oh man. So yeah, this week we actually hit the record button. You can actually, if for whatever reason you want to go back, you want to take a listen, but you don't have time to watch our faces as we talk, you can now listen to us on the Chair Shot Radio Network. Of course, it'll come across all your major Stitcher, iTunes, stuff like that. It's been a while since we've done these things.
Right.
So.
Holiday got lazy.
And was tired of paying for it, so. And then, we were coming in here and kind of fumbling through shows.
We always fumble through shows.
Right. We do need to get some more guests on here, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, but we don't just bring anybody on this show.
Okay? Like the B-Show brings in?
They just bring anybody on that
show. Hey, guy walking in down the street. You want to come?
That's not true. We don't bring in just anybody. We made that known yesterday when we were live.
Yeah, not just anybody. Anybody that brings a gift.
Well, I mean that's accepted. Gifts are accepted when you come in. Absolutely.
I've never heard half of your guests.
You don't listen to the show at all.
Well, so. I never heard any of your shows, but I've never heard of half of your guests.
You don't know who the guests are,
right?
Because you don't listen to the shows.
No, I didn't know them before the show.
We don't announce who our guests are on the morning after,
right?
Well, we've announced one or two, but outside of that, we don't really. They just show up. So you'd actually have to watch the show to see someone to know that you don't know them.
I hear that I don't know about them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I know about Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints. You know that's the Mormons now?
Huh?
Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints. That's the Mormons. That's their new name. Do you know that?
Has it always been like that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not Mormon. Don't ask me.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Man, whatever. Just nudge me when you want me to say something.
All right. So this past weekend, I also watched some Justice League movies. It's great. Good times.
Are you talking about your entrance?
Oh, no. I did do the old motorcycle entrance.
From The Undertaker?
From Live Triple in the H. Ville. Live in the Ville. Draven's hating on my mask and my whole gimmick thing. And then the fact that I rode the motorcycle, that really rubs him raw.
I was looking for the motorcycle gang of women to ride with you.
So jelly.
I know.
So jelly.
Wasn't that from Orgasmo?
That
what?
Was an awesome movie.
That is an awesome movie. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Right? And
that was one Skinamax movies that I just fucking wouldn't stop watching.
Dude, that's a South Park Boys. That was their first movie, I think. Trey Parker and Matt Stone. That's the guys that made South Park.
The fuck is that?
It's Orgasmo.
He was getting all into it for a second.
Right?
Oh, wow.
I can't... Because I... What was that, basketball? A lot of those guys were in that... Because little Squeak or... What was that, Squint? No, Squeak. I think Squeak from... Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen some of these movies in years, so...
Squeak.
What? He was a little guy in basketball that they always picked on. Come on. Man.
A little guy.
Got nothing to say, Mr. Holliday?
No, I can't remember basketball.
Really?
I mean, I remember it, but I don't remember the movie.
It was a pretty bad movie. That's probably why.
It was decent. It was all right.
He's pretty fucking bad, man. Just being Durka bad.
No, that Team America World Police was excellent.
Durka.
Jihad. That's what they said in there. You never saw that movie either?
No, I'm aware. I know what's going on. I got you.
I just want to make sure you didn't fall asleep. You try harder on Sundays, and that's what hurts the most.
Nope.
That's what hurts the most. How does he try harder?
You ever watch him on Sunday? Because I don't, but it seems like he tries harder.
He seems a lot happier on Sunday.
I know, right?
Man,
whatever.
Seems like everything's on point on Sunday. When it comes down to Monday, nothing's on point.
Right? Shit's falling apart.
Draven is Squeak.
Draven is Squeak. Love it.
I'll be your whipping boy.
Draven the whipping boy.
You know he's still on the air?
Yeah.
He's on with Eric, not Eric and Kathy, because Kathy's gone.
Kathy left.
Yeah, so it's Eric and whipping boy and some other chick.
Yeah, Kathy left abruptly.
Because I heard she wanted some money.
Probably. She probably wanted to be paid, you know, equally to whatever Eric gets, I'm assuming.
Well, he's a man, and he should get paid more.
Oh.
It's common knowledge. I thought you knew.
Oh, man.
He lost his job because he couldn't shut Kipper's gas off.
I mean, to be fair, nobody could shut Kipper's gas off. Ho!
Hey-o!
Beep, 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 beep. Nice.
Ridiculous. All right. Well, we've reached the hour mark.
Yay.
It's time for us to wrap it up. It's been an exciting 1 hour. I'm not really sure what the hell we talked about tonight. I don't think we really talked about anything important.
No.
Well, we did about the show.
Well, Anarchy Pro on Saturday in Summit at the Park District. I don't know the address by memory because it's my first time there.
At 5700 South Archer.
There you go. Boom. 5700 South Archer, Summit Park District. Anarchy rules. I'm only assuming the main event is the six man, right?
That's right.
Main event, six man. The Mexican Death Machine, Santana Starks, Mike Fierro, and Machine taking on WWE legends. The Nasty Boys with Ring of Honor superstar, the Beer City Bruiser. Holy cow.
Man. And I think your match, yours and Rough Daddy's, would like be worth the price of admission. So all this is like extra.
Then in the probably semi-main event, you got that triple threat women's match.
Nope. Nope.
If it's up to Draven.
Let me burst the bubble right there, right? Nope.
The returning Kylie Rae taking on Evil Sierra, who's taking on Angel in a three-way.
If you mean the first part main event, yeah, like the one right before intermission, that's where I would put the women in.
I will be going up against Rough Crossing. So many great matches this Saturday for Anarchy Pros. Anarchy rules.
One.
Word.
Oh, I thought it was Anarchy Rules 1.
So for any more information on that between now and Saturday, go to, was it anarchypro.com?
Yes, anarchypro.com. Check us out on Facebook at Anarchy Pro. You can check us out on Twitter. It's going to be thebomb.com.
Drunkcast main event, according to Machine. I can't wait. That's going to be great.
Get to watch it.
Yeah, I'll be drinking right next to it. Anyways, no, probably won't be. Starks, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages,
Craven better show up according to Machine.
D Generation X.
Don't ever. Ever. Ever, ever, ever die to meet me. Live. Live, I tell you. Live the motherfucking love me. Hashtag, hashtag. Hashtag these nuts. Hashtag Scotty Tippin. Hashtag just the tip. Hashtag squeeze the tip before you roll it down. Hashtag tanks world. Hashtag anarchy rules. This Saturday. Hashtag if you don't like me, then bitch. I don't like you.
Draven, before we go.
Him. As always, allow me to do this right. I repeat. Allow me to do this right. By saying children. Children. Don't die to meet me, children. Children, please, live. Live. Live, I say, to love me, children. Mr. Holiday?
All right. Shmoosh, shmoosh on the chop, chop. Draven better show up. It's all for Machine.
Didn't hear that.
Draven better show up.
You got the. I don't have my. Stuff
well,
on.
Everybody, want to thank you for joining us, sitting through this hour podcast, a little bit longer. Who knows? Thank you for those that are listening via Chair Shot Radio Network. We appreciate it. You must have listened to all your favorite podcasts if you listen to us by now. And for everyone that's watching live via Facebook, thanks for sitting through. Probably some of the most painful 60 minutes you've ever had to sit through. Sorry. So until next week, everybody, when we do this all over again, we want to thank you. Till then, we'll catch you on the flip side. We out.
This show is awful, terrible, disgusting. See you next week?
Of course.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh! I didn't like it.
What do you avocado think?
It's the pits.
I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague.
Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool?
You watched it.
Black Betty.
What kind of show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quits! Quits!
Boo!
I thought the show is canceled.
Yay!
Good night.
So long.
Oh, no! This show tonight.
At these prices, who's gonna complain?
Watch out!
Oh. We surrender!
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, too.
You're on.
Black Betty, family.
show is terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends. Ah!